For the first time since before the pandemic, International Women's Day will be celebrated in person in Cambridge on Saturday. The event will start with a gathering in the parking lot of LA Franks at 104 Water Street N to pick up advertising signs before setting off on a stroll through downtown Galt. The destination of the walk will be the University of Waterloo School of Architecture, where participants will have the opportunity to enjoy light refreshments, listen to a keynote speaker, and take in live entertainment from Juno Award winner and Cambridge native Stacey Kay. The theme for this year's celebration is Embrace Equity. The day is really to celebrate the accomplishments of women and the contributions they've made throughout history, Yvonne Kane, International Women's Day event coordinator, said. The goal is to address what is still a huge gap in equity. There's still a gender bias for women or those identifying as female. It's a call to action as well as a celebration. Kane also works with the Soroptimist International Club of Cambridge, who is partnering to put on the event for the ninth straight year. The organization has been supporting projects and initiative for women and girls locally and globally since 1981. International Women's Day is officially recognized on March 8, but Kane says it's common practice to run the event on a weekend to encourage participation. One of the highlights for those in attendance will be listening to keynote speaker Dr. Anita Taylor. Taylor is a senior director in the Office of Equity, Diversity, Inclusion and Anti-Racism at the University of Waterloo. When Taylor finishes addressing the crowd and the day comes to a close, Kane hopes that people will feel inspired to make a difference. I hope each person takes away something they can do, no matter how small they think it is, to address or embrace equity and inclusion in the community, she said. It's a huge mission and goal, but if everyone does a little, the collective impact could make a positive change. This year's event is shaping up to be one to remember, as 124 people have registered so far. Kane says anyone who wants to participate in the walk is welcome, but the capacity for the lecture hall is 135. I'm energized by the number of people who have signed up, Kane said. If everyone shows up, it will be our largest collection of people yet. For more information and to register, visit eventbrite.com.